What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Apparently, there is a U.S. warship that has been quarantined at sea. This is the USS Fort McHenry amphibious warship, and apparently the illness actually broke out last December and wasn't announced, wasn't made public. Apparently somebody over at CNN was saying, you know, where's the ship gone? And apparently 25 sailors and Marines aboard the ship have been diagnosed with parotitis, which causes symptoms similar to mumps. And the most recent case was reported on March 9th. I imagine that's going to make the rest of the crew on board that ship nervous. It's just a waiting time until they come down with it. As you probably heard, because it's been one of the news stories that the corporate media did cover, Gambino crime boss Frank Cali was gunned down in front of his home around 9:20 p.m. last night, and his wife and young children were inside. People were hearing the gunshots, and this is the first hit on a New York City mafia don in more than 30 years, so I hope we're not getting a gang war cranking up. I thought we left all that sort of stuff behind, but no, apparently not. Now, a lot of people are still responding to Tulsi Gabbard's appearance on the Stephen Colbert show, and a lot of people are commenting on how Colbert really did step out of his normal method of doing interviews to just go after her. No jokes, just smearing Tulsi Gabbard to her face, and really just in attack mode. And following up on that, apparently over at CNN, the foreign policy gatekeepers are vilifying Tulsi Gabbard for her anti-intervention dissent. Oh, she hates war. We can't have that. And it does seem like they're piling on to derail Tulsi Gabbard and get her out of there as quickly as possible. And there may be another reason. I mean, despite all of her problems, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is still considered the darling of the Democratic Party. And if you're not paying attention to the independent media, you'd think, wow, you know, she's doing great things. I think she's being groomed to be the candidate in 2020, but Tulsi can get in her way because Tulsi's got the brains and the experience. So on a gut level, I like Tulsi. She's got an uphill battle. And that really is a shame because we need a truly anti-war president. And yes, every president we've had going all the way back to Obama in 2008 is out there saying, well, yeah, as soon as I'm president, I'm going to end the wars. I'm going to bring all the people home. Now, on the independent media, of course, there has been a lot of criticism of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And the spin coming back from her supporters now is it's all haters. They're all haters. They're white supremacists. They can't stand her. That's the spin. And once again, that's how they respond when you talk about things like how her Green New Deal simply cannot work and some of the other goofs she's made. Oh, you're just being a hater. You know, go Alexandria. Beto O'Rourke has stepped into the presidential campaign, and he's basically out there with the human-caused global warming. He's claiming the world faces catastrophe and warns hundreds of millions of climate refugees will overwhelm the borders and humanity could go extinct unless we fix the planet in 12 years. Interesting how that number keeps coming on up from multiple sources. 12 years. Let's see. 19 is anyway, That sort of lines up a little bit with the Agenda 30 timeline. It's crazy. It's just crazy here. More from the documents, the testimony of Lisa Page. Apparently, Peter Strzok's enthusiasm about helping the Mueller probe and hopefully impeaching Trump would advance his own career. He wanted that notch on his gun handle. So he's not being motivated by a sense of duty or justice or an awareness of a national crime. It was just this idea of if I help get Trump, it's gonna look really good on my resume here. By the way, the House of Representatives just unanimously passed a non-binding resolution that the entire Mueller report be made public. And if, as has been leaked by insiders, there's really nothing concrete in that Mueller report, the Democrats will have shot themselves in the foot. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Remember, we've got a call on the line. Let's go to the White Rose in Colorado. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. This is back to what you mentioned about the Jews looking for doing a genetic search, looking for whatever they're looking for.
Well, they claim they're looking for a Jewish gene, but other geneticists are saying there is no such thing.
Right, there is no such thing. Okay, so I could tell you this because I lived amongst a prominent Miami Jewish family for 21 years. I married into it, so I've been in direct contact with what these poor Jewish people believe to be the truth, what they were taught by their rabbis, okay, that yes. They're Jewish and there's a Jew religion and all this stuff. And so this is what I would like to mention, okay. There is no such thing as a Jewish religion or Jewishness. There is no such thing as Catholics or Catholicism. There is no such thing as Islam or Muslimism. There is no such thing as Christianity. All there is Mystery Babylon. Okay, and the reason why the Jews are looking for the Jewish gene, they're not looking for the Jewish gene, they're looking for a Levite. They're looking for a Levite that could be a Levite priest that can safely go down into the grotto below the Second Temple, which exists a couple hundred yards away from the one they think is where the temple was, right?
Yes.
But in this grotto, a man named Ron Wyatt, back in the 80s and 90s, early 90s, did some archaeological discoveries, and he found the real actual Ark of the Covenant in this grotto underneath the Second Temple, right? Not the one that's
now. That should have been headlines around the world. Why did we not hear about that?
Okay, no. But he made a mistake and gave them the information. Okay,
gave who the information?
He brought blood samples off the top of the Ark of the Covenant. And brought it to a testing laboratory in Tel Aviv, and they tested it, and they found that the blood samples only contained 24 chromosomes, 23X and 1Y. Okay?
Wait a minute. Hang on a second. Your genetic science is a little bit bad. Second of all, DNA in blood on top of a box in that environment is not going to last all those years and remain intact and testable. So
okay,
I have to tell you.
I agree. I agree with you.
Okay. Where are you going with this?
Okay. Well, the reason why they're looking for a Levi priest is because back in the 80s when Ron Wyatt discovered this thing, they sent six men in there to try to pull the Ark of the Covenant down, and they were all struck dead. And they've been sitting on this secret for all these years.
I'm having a real hard time accepting this. I mean, we've seen all these TV shows about let me speak here. If this Ron had found the Ark of the Covenant, it would have been headline news around the world. And
well, it was hushed up.
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time with your story. So thank you for the phone call, and we're going to switch over to David in California. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wasn't going to talk about that, but I'll just make one small comment. Sometimes certain agencies have a real way of hushing the truth anyways. But what I want to talk about was on the climate, so-called climate change and all this, is one of the best videos I ever say, even though it's in poor condition, but the audio is very good in it. It was this guy from Colorado, George W. Hunt. He's passed away, I think, around 2014. But he went in 1987. He was trying to help his son get some kind of ecological job. And it was cost $600 to go to this weekend event that was an ecological meeting. Someone laid a ticket on him. He went there, and he was so surprised to see, he saw David Rockefeller there, James Baker, the ex, I think, Secretary of State, whatever he was. There was Brundtland from Norway, and then, of course, you know who Maurice Strong is from Canada that had the land up in Colorado. Now, Maurice Strong was a big oil CEO of at least one CEO of one oil company. Then he worked in another oil company up in Canada. Then when Maurice Strong introduced Edmund D. Rothschild to speak about the importance of a World Conservation Bank, which the new name GEF, which is Global Environmental Facility now, it's under GEF. So there's articles on that, how they and plus that video is great. I think it's called 1992 ONCED Summit. ONCED is UNCED Summit. And it's remarkable the information he got. So he studied economics a little, so he knew he was on to what was going on. Basically, which we all know in the RBN, in name of saving Bambi, it's a big land grab, right? For the most part, and a population control gets more dire. You know, like how we can like in the great global warming swindle, when this one black African guy was interviewed, he goes, yeah, great, take it away, all our technology so we can grow more food and stuff in the name of, you know, not having all these carbon, so it can lead into depopulation, not feeding the people and this and that. And one other comment, this guy Matt Ridley, who's English, similar to Lord Monckton. I looked at Lord Monckton on one of these tapes, and Matt Ridley said there was this satellite, its main function was to watch the greening on the planet. And since the oil, since we had massive use of oil in the last 100 years or so, it's not in spite of the oil, but because of the oil use, there's much more green, much more food, much more trees. Okay, that's a fact.
Of course, that makes sense, because the more carbon dioxide there is in the atmosphere, the faster and taller plants will grow. I know the EPA says carbon dioxide is a pollutant. No, it isn't. It's plant food.
I agree with you. And I think this is just a theory, but what I really think with some of these devious, nefarious people on the top, not the millions of good environmentalists, like, most of us are sensible, and I don't know if we're environmentalists, but we want to take care of the environment. But this, I think this whole attack on CO2 goes into what you call the depopulation. It's trying to villainize something that helps support life.
Okay, basically going all the way back to the beginning of your phone call here, I'm not surprised those people were at that summit. They've been at many of these so-called environmental summits, and they're always talking about the need for a global system of control. And as I pointed out many times, this plan for a new world order rests on a foundation of three pillars, of which one was human-caused global warming, requiring a global environmental authority or global control system. The second was going to be a global pandemic, which would force everybody to surrender their sovereignty to a global medical authority. And the third was going to be a massive economic collapse, which would force everybody to surrender their sovereignty to a global private central bank. And so, yeah, you were definitely in the thick of it. Anyway, listen, David, got to let you go. We got callers pouring in on the line, and we're going to switch over to Jim in Chicago. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Couple of things. Congresswoman AOC, she can't run for president because she's only 29 or 30.
You're absolutely right. She fails the age test.
Yeah, so people need to really understand that. The other thing...
Yeah, but on the other hand, they were running Ted Cruz for the presidency, and he wasn't even a natural-born citizen.
Well, this is true. This is true. So the other comment, I read an article in the Foreign Press this week where when Trump and the head of North Korea were meeting, these, I think like three of them, South Koreans broke into the North Korean embassy in Paris and roughed up some people. Did you read that?
I remember vaguely reading something like that, but it may have been a false flag.
Yeah, because I also this article also stated maybe that's why Kim decided to you know, not meet with Trump anymore and started going back to his missile testing again.
Well, no, I think the reason that Kim Jong-un basically has broken off negotiations is because mm-hmm. Trump wasn't negotiating. Trump was out there just saying, give us what we want, and then we'll do something nice for you. Sorry,
yeah, well,
I'm multitasking. I'm trying to do too many things at once.
So basically, Trump was basically demanding.
Yeah.
Okay.
He wanted unconditional surrender by Kim Jong-un, and that was not going to happen.
Right. Well, Michael, I'm going to let you go. You take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to switch over to Sandra in Houston. Aloha, Sandra. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Sandra, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, Sandra, you're on the air.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Okay. I was calling about Alexandria Cortez, and one of the things I was calling about is I had heard that she publicly talked about running, and she didn't even know that she wasn't old enough, like the other caller pointed out. And I was going to ask you, on her Green New Deal, like, does she really have Democrats behind her on this?
Well, she's got her following that are behind it. She's got all the environmentalists. It's really more about economics than the environment. It's socialism wrapped in a green wrapper. But it can't be made to work is the real problem. And anybody who's taken a close look at the details about what she wants, they can't figure out how is this going to work. But Alexandria, she operates like this. During the campaign, she was out there talking about all these things we were going to give away to people. And one of the TV newscasters asked her, well, how are we going to pay for it? And she says, well, we'll just pay for it. And he said, how? How are you going to pay for it? And she said, well, we'll just pay for it. And it was like the idea that they're going to have to get the money from someplace just wasn't clicking with her. And again, socialism only works until you run out of other people's money.
Right. Well, when I say Democrats, I mean like people in power in Washington. Are there any of those people, in your opinion, that are against her, or is it just all Republicans?
I think there have been a couple of Democrats that have expressed skepticism over the Green New Deal, but off the top of my head, I can't remember who they were.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse
every day. And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And once again, we're putting on our beggar's rags and holding our hand out because we need your help. Republic Broadcasting needs you because it costs money to run these operations, pay hosting services, electric bills, and replace equipment, which does wear out. If you think about it, RBN's equipment is just, it's on for, you know, pretty much the whole day, every day, and it does wear out. So if you can help, now's the time to do it, because you can see how serious things are getting. The postal address where you can send a check, a money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a debit or credit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. Okay, getting on back to our domestic news here. Remember Nellie Orr, wife of former high-ranking Justice Department official Bruce Orr? They were both involved in the investigation to the Trump 2016 presidential campaign. It's now come out that she worked for the Central Intelligence Agency as an independent contractor for as long as 6 years. And remember what David Ferry said, once CIA, always CIA. Once you're in, you are in for life. But apparently Orr was hired as a researcher by Fusion GPS, which was, of course, the company hired by the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee to produce the now infamous Steele dossier in 2015. So little networks there. Okay. Jussie Smollett had his first day in court. He pled not guilty to 16 counts of disorderly conduct stemming from his hate crime hoax. And Smollett's lawyer, Tina Glandian, entered the plea on Smollett's behalf just hours after Judge Stephen Watkins was assigned the case. The next court date is April 17th. Now, Smollett was originally charged with just one count of lying to the authorities, but last week a grand jury indicted Smollett on 16 felony accounts of lying to authorities, 8 counts for what he told the officer who responded to the report of January 29th attack in downtown Chicago, and 8 counts for what he later told a detective about being the victim of a brutal, racist, and homophobic beating by 2 masked men. And here's where it gets interesting. Michelle Obama's former chief of staff, Tina Chen, apparently attempted to have the Jussie Smollett case transferred from the Chicago Police Department to the FBI, according to texts and emails released by the Cook County State's Attorney's Office. So that's interesting. Why does the FBI want to take it over? Why is this Tina Chen getting involved? And basically, I'm having a hard time figuring this one out. I mean, this guy's in a lot of trouble. But apparently they're asking the FBI to take over the investigation. Well, I don't know that there's all that much to investigate. And Jacob Wall, he's a filmmaker, and he did this documentary on Ilhan Omar. Was very biased, very slanted. And during the course of the making of the documentary, he claimed that he was receiving death threats. And when Wall received a suspension from Twitter for making multiple fake accounts, it was revealed he created an account whose avatar matches up exactly with the avatar of the death threat Wall said he received. So it looks like he was faking a hate crime against himself. And he's going to be in trouble. Oh, my goodness. Over at AIPAC likes to portray itself as truly bipartisan, but that may be shifting because the scandals of Israel and awareness that Israel is, in fact, influencing our internal politics. Some politicians are starting to distance themselves, and they're actually starting to slide over to J Street, which is a relatively new pro-Israel lobbying group. And you also have how American Jews are starting to change their view regarding the increasingly hardline and conservative Israeli policies. So there's a bit of a political split. And AIPAC's agenda may be more attractive to Republicans than to Democrats. Democrats may decide they're going on over to J Street. We have to take another break for commercials. We've got a caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The tower.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go back to the phones to John in Tennessee. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You know, it's really a shame we have to think this way these days. But here goes. Remember the last time Israel uncorked on Gaza and killed about 2,000 people a couple, 3 years ago?
Yes.
Yeah, they got an international black eye. You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking if Netanyahu uncorks on Gaza again, they'll drop the Mueller report. And we'll have both sides of the political media going over the Mueller report, and there'll be no reports when Netanyahu uncorks on the Gazans again. They've already laid the ground that criticizing Israel is anti-Semitism. So the Amar lady would be up there in Congress going, hello, 4,000 Palestinians were just killed. And you're talking about the Mueller report and Trump? Hello? You know, and I mean, I honestly, I think that's what they do. They get it all wrapped up in the Mueller report, and Netanyahu was just on cork on Gaza.
Well, I think that even the corporate media would have to at least briefly report on what Israel was doing, besides which, you know, war and blood make for better audience ratings anyway. You know the old newsman saying, if it bleeds, it leads. If it thinks, it stinks. And That's just the way it is on the news. But, of course, the independent media will be keeping a close eye on what Netanyahu is doing. And, again, at this point, I don't think Netanyahu really cares what the rest of the world thinks about him. He is concerned about that upcoming election in April and defeating Benny Gantz. A good war is going to raise his poll numbers because people don't like to change leaders.
Russia today is on the up and up. And if Israeli jets were to level a 10-story apartment building in Gaza, I mean, that image is going to go around the world. He's not going to get away with that. You know, I mean, because that's what he did last time. There were fighter jets. I mean, this one doesn't look like a bottle rocket into an empty parking lot, this one. You know what I mean? And I agree with you. I'm totally cynical going, Israel fired that thing on themselves. The Palestinians don't run around and pool their money and get these big rockets and fire one off. They know what's going to happen if they were to do something like that, you know?
Yes.
So, I'm just, like I said, I'm totally cynical about it. And I think, like you had said, Netanyahu's just itching to do something to get his base out to the polls or whatever he's got to do, and killing Palestinians is good politics. I think he's going to uncork, and this media over here needs something to brush that aside or minimalize it. And it might be the Mueller report that they've fought us for 2 months now. They're ready to drop it, and it's a big nothing burger. But you know the left-wing media is going to say, oh, it's everything.
Yeah, well, you know, Adam Schiff has already said that they're going to subpoena all of Mueller's evidence, and they're going to reinvestigate it themselves. So they're going to keep this thing going. Or there could be some other manufactured distraction. But again, I don't think Netanyahu cares about what the rest of the world is thinking, and so it's not going to be a big issue for him.
Well, Russia today does a good job of giving Israel a black eye. I mean, they really do. So,
yes.
I'm kind of happy for that. All right, Mike, take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Get on back here to internal politics. All right, so let's talk about this college admissions fraud. And apparently the way that they were getting these kids into these prestige schools, in some cases they were bribing coaches to get some rich kid brought in for the team, because the coaches go out to the high schools, they watch the games, they recruit athletes, because college sports is a big money maker for the college. And so they'll go on out and say, oh, this guy is really good, I saw him play, I want him on my team, he needs to have a scholarship, or he needs to be admitted. And it kind of makes you wonder if some uncoordinated individual winds up on a team where they really shouldn't be, and they wind up losing the game. And apparently others are basically lying about their ethnicity to take advantage of affirmative action programs or affirmative action admissions. And that's not new. Remember Barack Obama, on when he went to college, he claimed to be a foreign student from Kenya. And he wasn't really from Kenya. I mean, the birthers seized on that, but he was born here in Honolulu. But it helped him get in. And it's just another form of cheating. All right, there's been another article out here. This is from Mint Press News. And it's talking about Captain Marvel. And I guess the word is getting out that this is pretty awful. And this Captain Marvel is a perfect case study for how the United States military uses Hollywood to spread propaganda, because the U.S. military is at the center of the plot. The film's protagonist, Carol Danvers, is a former U.S. Air Force pilot who becomes a superhero after absorbing the powers of an advanced technology created by another U.S. military scientist. And that scientist happens to be a member of the advanced alien race known as the Kree, who, for unexplained reasons, decided to do groundbreaking military research of all the places in the universe, the U.S. of A. So the film bombards viewers with 2 hours of nonstop U.S. military propaganda. It's not even subtle. At the plot's climax, Captain Marvel changes the colors of her suit to red, white, and blue to match the American flag. So that explains why you have Rotten Tomatoes deleting negative reviews. Why you had that one politician say, well, there ought to be a law. There should be a law against posting negative reviews about movies. They apparently invested a lot of money and a lot of time making this movie, and they want people to see it. And the people who have seen it are saying it's terrible. It's a stinker. I certainly have no intention of seeing it, even for the special effects. Alrighty, getting on back to the problems with Boeing. The Boeing 737 MAX 8 and MAX 9 planes will remain grounded for weeks until the updates to faulty software are tested. This is coming from the FAA, which only a few days ago was saying, oh, the planes are absolutely fine here. You know, you can keep going with them. But apparently other pilots of the MAX 8 and MAX 9 have come forward saying they had their own episodes where the plane's automatic systems kept dipping the nose down. Fortunately, they didn't crash like these other two did, but there's an issue. It seems to be with that stall indicator sending erroneous data. I'm sure Airbus is stepping into the vacuum that Boeing has created for itself. Boeing has halted all deliveries of 737 MAXs until they can say this problem is taken care of. But this is a black eye for Boeing. There's no question about it. Airbus, I'm sure, is rushing on in to customers who are sitting on the fence and saying, well, you know, look, you can have the 737 MAX, or you can have a new Airbus. I think a lot of companies are going to go for the Airbus. And they may have competition, because China is just now getting ready for to enter the international aviation market with the COMAC C919. And it's still undergoing trials. It's still testing it out, but it's going to enter service and be available for sale in 2021. By the way, as a side note, and I'm only saying this because I live here, but apparently a survey by the Department of Transportation on who's the most punctual airline pointed to our own Hawaiian Airlines as the most punctual carrier in the U.S., with 87% of its services arriving on time. Frontier Airline was the worst, which was on time just 69.4% of the time. You know something I really hate about the airlines? When the flight has been delayed, you know, that little clock at the airport, you're waiting for somebody to arrive, or you're waiting for your flight to arrive, and it's been delayed for an hour, they don't back the arrival time back by an entire hour. They'll back it by a few minutes, and then a couple of minutes later, a few minutes more. So you don't realize that you actually have time to go on out and get a hamburger or something. Okay, let's talk about the economic news. This is a little troubling here. Apparently, U.S. banks report $251 billion, with a B, of, quote, unrealized losses, unquote. Now, this is a little bit of chicanery, because all of the 5,406 FDIC-insured banks showed a net income in the fourth quarter of last year of $59 billion due to higher net operating revenue and lower income tax expense. They're making it sound like they're making money, but they aren't really, because they've got these investment securities, and because they have not yet been sold, they're not included in the net income figures above, and they stand at $251 billion. And they call it unrealized losses, but they're basically paper losses. But at some point, the bank's going to have to absorb that money, or more accurately, the taxpayers here. The brouhaha between Germany and the United States over Huawei is continuing to escalate. the former German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder basically came on out and said, this is blatant extortion by the United States, which, as you know, is telling Germany not to buy equipment from Huawei and buy it from the United States, or the United States intelligence agencies will stop talking to the German intelligence agencies. Now, what we're talking about here is 5G. It is the coming thing. It is a big moneymaker. And China got to the gate first. The U.S. is playing catch-up. All righty. Mercer came out with their annual quality of life factors. All American cities but one fell this year. And no American city ranks in the 30 best places to live. Vienna ranked number one in terms of quality of living. I think you had to go down to 32 and for where they said San Francisco had a good quality of life, as long as you're staying out of the areas where the homeless and the refugees are and everything. Honolulu came in at 37, for what that is worth here. Over in Israel, there's been a new report by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development saying that Israel has the highest rate of poverty of any country. And the rates are excessive. I mean, there's a lot of money pouring into Israel, but like the United States, it's concentrated at the top. And you have the Palestinians and the Bedouin and the various other groups that are kept in a deplorable condition. And they drag the country's poverty rate down. All right, let's talk about immigration. And the fight is continuing to go on about the wall and trying to cancel the national emergency, and they're just going back and forth and back and forth about this whole thing. But while this is all being put on at the national level, lower level courts are eviscerating immigration enforcement. And conservatives fear that extreme Democrats are working to actually abolish ICE and all immigration enforcement, and yes, they are. And the lower courts have already started doing that, nullifying immigration enforcement statutes, violating separation of powers, and constantly increasing the wave of bogus asylum seekers that they originally spawned with other radical rulings. The latest ruling from the Ninth Circuit, and oh boy, are they a problem. If Republicans and the president begin pushing back against these radical judges and delegitimize their rulings, they're going to be in trouble. Democrats will get everything they want without ever facing electoral backlash or even the need to win elections anymore. We're being invaded and taken over. So apparently what the Ninth Circuit did, for the first time in our history, the courts have fabricated a constitutional right for those denied asylum to appeal to federal court for any reason. Well, I have a newsflash for you. For your constitutional rights to apply to you, you must be a citizen of this country. And that's where the Ninth Circuit veered away from reality. Meanwhile, ICE officers are growing frustrated with Trump over the border. I mean, they supported Trump in 2016, and now they're getting angry with his lack of follow-through on all of his border-related promises and not just the wall. Trump, his promise to end the practice of arresting migrants, giving them court dates, and then letting them go free, known as catch and release. It's not only failed to pan out, it's gone into overdrive. And instead of rounding up criminals who are in the United States illegally, Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers say they're being underutilized for mundane tasks such as opening the doors on vans to release immigrants already caught by Border Patrol agents. Agents with the Border Patrol, which is a separate law enforcement agency from ICE, reportedly don't fill out their own paperwork to open the doors because the agency's leaders don't want to be part of catch and release. I mean, this is just getting silly. All right. Over in Great Britain, developments there. The UK Parliament has rejected the no deal Brexit, although it's not necessarily legally binding. And they just voted to extend the deadline for Brexit by another 3 months. And I'm hoping the British people are going to express their ire over that in a peaceful manner, of course. But if they get away with this, then what's going to happen 3 months from now? Oh, we're going to extend it for another 6 months. Well, let's save some time. We're going to extend it for six months. Let's extend it for another couple of years. That's where this is headed. All right. We're going to be right back after these few words.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And apparently somebody who didn't want to come on the air was asking a question. Does computer software company exemption apply to 737 MAX crashes? That is a very complicated question. And first of all, you mean the indemnification. I am not sure, because I presume that Boeing is writing its own software. So it's not a question And the indemnification, by the way, is for civil litigation. But I think people just suing Boeing as a whole, it would not come into play there. All right. We were talking about Great Britain and Brexit. And Parliament voted by a large majority to extend the Brexit until June 30th. Then they voted down a resolution to hold a new referendum. But I expect that'll come up every few weeks between now and June 30th. They're just going to drag this thing out. The Remainers want to keep Britain in the EU. Soros wants to keep the EU glued together. He worked so hard and spent so much of his money to start his new world order. And now it's starting to unravel in front of his eyes here. But the end result is that Britain's political system, like ours, is starting to tear itself apart. And the British people, I think, are paying attention. Over in Italy, Salvini is still basically showing the way to win on this immigration issue. Italy and Hungary right now are basically standing firm against Brussels' continued pressure to open their borders and just let those refugees in. So what? A few daughters get raped. It's a small price to pay for the New World Order and globalism. And basically, again, this article says, supported by George Soros, Open Society's foundation. And they're just pouring them in. They're trying to get around laws on immigration by rescuing migrants at sea. So they're not really breaking down Europe's borders. This is a rescue. And these migrants, basically, they've barely left the coast of North Africa. Just swim out a little way. They're picked up by the ships. Oh, we had to rescue these people at sea and bring them to Italy. And it just keeps on going. It really, really does. It's insane here. Over in Hungary, there was a recent document by the legal service of the European Commission which revealed the greatest lie by Brussels, according to Hungary's foreign minister, Peter Szijjártó. And he claims the document suggests that secret efforts are underway to make the UN Migration Compact mandatory in all EU member states. Now, the UN Migration Compact is something that the globalists came up with that basically said everybody has a right to go anywhere else that they want. And it looks like Brussels is going to try and jam it down every one of the EU member states, especially Italy and Hungary. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.